Blog Talk Radio.
And it is a Friday, 9:20, not 9:20 p.m., but September 20th. I am a little bit excited right now, and the reason why is because I can't believe I actually got on air to do this show. I'm still amazed that I did this. Let me just make sure that my mic is on, because you know how I do. You do. Anyway, how is everybody today? It is 8:01 in the p.m. if you're in Southern California or anywhere in the southern, well, I would say southern, Pacific area. Is that right, Pacific? Because this is P.S. anyway. If you're in Texas or Mississippi or any place like that, it is now 10:02. And if you're in New York, Boston, New Jersey, any place like that, it is now 11:02. I can't believe it. I didn't even have to look. Because normally I have to look and count, like, okay, if it's 8 here, then it's 1, 2, it's 10, and then it's 1, 2, 3. I didn't even have to count. Anyway, today, I did put down for 45 minutes, but I know I'm not going to do 45 minutes. So I know you guys are always saying that I should be doing longer, but I really have really not a big I don't have a whole lot to talk about. I do have a lot of things on my agenda as far as, you know, us, what we're going to talk about or what we're going to, you know, deal with or dabble with or whatever. But today I thought about this and I said, you know what, we're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about clutter. And the reason why I wanted to talk about clutter, because I realize I am a person with a lot of clutter, a lot. I collect things. I don't know why I collect things. I don't know why. I was going to say I'm an impulsive buyer, but I don't think that's it. I just like, you know, gadgets and stuff like that. But I have a lot of clutter. And I remember a while back, my friend on when I used to work, my desk was always full of clutter. It had, you know, pictures. It had, you know, cups and pens and, you know, journals and pens and clock and pens. Reason why I keep saying pens, if anybody knows me, I collect pens. But I also collect journals, too. But my whole desk, there was papers all over the place, but I knew where everything was at. You know, people would come to my desk and look and, like, you know, in a state of shock, like, how can you work like that? But I was good working like that. All the clutter, everything around me, it was cool for me to do. And I think in a way I kind of like did that also so no one would come to my desk and just pick up anything, because I had things where I knew if somebody came to my desk and asked for something, here it is. This is the file. This is this. This is that. But of course, you know, they wouldn't know. But the reason why I'm bringing up clutter is because, as I said before, a friend of mine said that clutter is a sign that your life is cluttered. She felt like having a lot of clutter makes it seem as if your life is cluttered up. And I thought about that and thought about that. And I was thinking that's not me. But the more I thought about it, especially today, because today I realized I have way too many journals. I have at least, and I am not exaggerating, at least 80 journals. And I say maybe three of them or written into. If I go someplace, see a journal, like, you know, the fact of the matter is they all have the same things inside, which is blank pages with lines, with ruled lines, and that's it. But if I like the outside of it, I would purchase it. And it could be any little saying or any little picture, whatever, you know, and I just buy it. It's like, and normally as a rule, I hate to admit this, but I'll admit it to you guys, but I normally buy one or two or three of them. So that way, when I do write into it, I can have another one for later. But the fact of the matter is, I never write into them. I never even, you know, and sometimes I'll write a couple of pages and then get fed up with the way it looks and I'll throw it away. I don't even throw it away. That's a lie. I actually put it, you know, with the other ones. And I'm going to, I know you guys are probably saying, no, you can't possibly have that many books, but I honestly do. I'm going to take one day. I'm going to take a picture and post it on Twitter so you guys can see I really have a lot of books and I have a lot of pens. I collect pens, I collect books, stickers, dolls. I mean, it's just so much. And lotions, I honestly begin to believe that doing that makes me feel like, I don't know, like I have something. And I know that sounds really weird, and it sounds weird with me saying it, but I do have a cluttered life. And even though, you know, I'm like happy with certain things in my life, some things in my life I'm not, and I think it's because a lot of my life is cluttered, and that's the reason why I have so much clutter. And this is something else I hate to admit. As you guys know, you didn't know because I didn't talk about it. I bought a laptop about 15 days ago. And when I got the laptop, the first thing that the husband said was that, are you sure you're going to utilize this laptop? Because you know how you are. You'll get a laptop and then you'll just put it to the side and you don't use it. I'm thinking, no. I'm going to use it. You know, if we go on trips or what have you, I'm going to really utilize this laptop. I'm going to go ahead and download my Sims on it and start writing my book again. Yes, I do write. Start writing my book again. I thought, okay, I'm really, really, really going to do it. And only thing it did, I used it twice. Twice. Once we had went on a trip and something happened where we had to come back. And then this past weekend, we went out of town and I had it then. And I think I stayed on it maybe 30 minutes. And that was only to download my Sims. I did have it on that night so I could hear the rain. Because as you guys know, I love hearing the rain. I have to hear the rain at night or I can't sleep. So I did have it on where I had it on the speaker and it was listening to the rain. So then today, the first thing that the husband said, the Buddha said, was, you really going to use this laptop or do we have to take it back? And I was thinking, you know what, let's take it back. I was trying to actually prolong it because Best Buy has a return policy. If you don't return it within 15 days, you can forget it. At least that's what they say. So we went on and returned it. And as soon as we returned it, I felt like, you know, I basically had let go of something else that was cluttered in my life, and something I knew I wasn't going to utilize or something I knew I wasn't going to have. But I really do feel that when you like have so much around you, you know, that your life is cluttered and you may not even realize it. There was so much, you know, going on in my personal life, which one day I promise I'll sit down and talk to you guys about. But there's so much that's going on in my personal life that I feel like things help me think, if that makes any sense. Like when I go to the store, if I see a thing, I buy it. Even if I don't need it, even if I have one at home already, because I looked. Now, this is going to probably make you guys go, this chick has issues. So about 2 weeks ago, we were talking about getting a storage because we have a lot of stuff. We just have a lot of stuff, you know, with his stuff, my stuff, you know, we just had a lot of stuff. So I was looking and I kid you not, I have about maybe 8 keyboards. And maybe about 6 mouses. Now, I know you guys are sitting there going, why do you have 8 keyboards? Because every time I go to the store and there is a keyboard on sale, I purchase it. Every time I go to the store and I get there's a mouse on sale, I purchase it. And the reason why I do that, because Buddha's always scaring me and saying, you know, one day everything's going to be wireless, and you're not going to be able to use, you know, to buy a wired keyboard, because I don't like wireless keyboards. I don't like wireless headsets. I don't like wireless, you know, mouse. I don't like it. I like everything wired. Like, I want to be attached. I know that sounds weird to my, I want to be attached to my computer as far as seeing that long cord that's attached to. I don't want anything that's unattached. I just don't like the fact of anything being wireless. I don't like it. I don't want to deal with that. So when he said that, I started just purchasing little by little, you know, mouses and keyboards, even today. Now, today, I have to be justified for this one because he pushed me to it. But today, we finally went and got him a computer because of the fact that the computer he had, he downloaded some type of a game and it just messed his computer up. But what happened is he tried to get on a game that we used to play, and it just messed up. He couldn't even play. So I decided today to go ahead and get him another computer. So as we were there, we're in Best Buy. As we were there, we're looking at it. The guy was trying to check because the computer that he wanted was not at that particular Best Buy. So he had to call in to make sure that it was in a nearby Best Buy so we can go pick it up. So it was. Well, out the corner of my eye, I saw something pink. You guys know how I love, love, love the color pink. So I looked at the corner of my eye, and my whole focus, my whole head turned to the right side, and my mouth just dropped open, and like, it just, excuse him, and just clear bliss. So I looked at Buddha, and I was like, my eyes just got huge. He said, "What's wrong with you?" And I started saying, "I'm in love," but I thought, nah, that was too, you know, he wouldn't believe that. But anyway, I looked again and saw it, and it was a keyboard, a pink keyboard, and I promise you I will put that keyboard up on Twitter. I ran to the keyboard. It was pink and it was wired. I still can't believe it was pink and it was wired. There was a mouse. The mouse was wired, and then there was a pink headset, and there was also a pink mic, you know, microphone, and then there was something else that you could, like, put your headset on, and it was something else, but it was all this pinkness. It was just like, I felt like I was in a Pepto-Bismol commercial, but it was so much pink. I was like, oh my God, I have to have this. But I thought, you already have unlimited keyboards and unlimited, oh God, unlimited headsets, unlimited keyboards. Yeah, I have a lot of headsets too. I think I got about 6 headsets and unlimited mouses. So as I stood there and looked, he walked over to me. He says, "Do you want it?" And I mean, that's like asking a 4-year-old in a candy store, "Do you want that candy?" Hell yes, I want it. So we picked it up, and he picked up the keyboard, and I kept staring at the headset. He said, "Do you want the headset too?" So I grabbed the headset real quickly, you know, so he wouldn't forget. So he says, "Well, you might as well go and get the mouse." Well, the mouse, I didn't like how the mouse felt on my hands. I got the mouse. I kind of moved it around. I didn't like how the mouse felt on my hands, so I immediately said, "No, we can just leave the mouse there." And I didn't get the microphone because I don't like separate microphones from my headset, but if I did get one, it would be one that would like kind of like attach itself to my screen and kind of be over in my face. So, but anyway, just one other thing that I didn't need, one other piece of clutter that I didn't need. And I realized, honestly, as we drove home, even though I was excited about having it, I honestly realized that my life is cluttered. It's just so much going on, I think sometimes I purchase things to kind of like make myself feel better. I don't know if any of you ever did that. I know, and I'm going to call my sister out right now on this, but Ida has shoes galore. She has a really cute apartment in Manhattan Beach. Very nice apartment right off the beach. She's a beautiful apartment. One day, if she'll allow me to snap some pictures, I'll show you guys that. But she has a really nice apartment. And her dog, Prince Maximilian, has his own room. I kid you not, he has just a 2-bedroom. He has his own room right by the beach. But she has a closet filled with shoes. And this is in her personal bedroom closet and in the dog's bedroom closet. And also, when you first walk in, there's a closet when you first walk in. And their shoes. And she stated today, which I was in total shock to hear her say this and confess to it. She says, "I have too many shoes." She said, I really, really do. And I realize right now that I have too many shoes. And I told her, I said, you know what? You need retail therapy. And what I meant by therapy, meaning that, because most people say retail therapy is when you go out and shop. But for her, she needs somebody to stop her from shopping. But honestly, she does. She has a lot of shoes. And I told her, I said, do you feel like, you know, things in your life are not perfect? And that maybe you feel like there's a lot of clutter? And she was like, you know what? Possible. Possible. But I know that there is a lot of, you know, a lot of things in my life that's gotten me where, you know, everywhere I move, there's something. And I'm not exaggerating with this. Everywhere I move, there is something. Like, for instance, on my desk, I have a desk that is like right in front of my bed. Like, it's on, like, how our bed is made. I have, my desk is right by my bed. And I can actually sit on, our bed is real high. I can actually sit on my bed, have my headset on, and look at my computer, because I wear my headset to sleep, believe it or not, because I have to hear the rain. But I have a drawer. My first drawer is filled with all kind of things. Matter of fact, let me see if I can look and tell you guys some of the things that are in this drawer. Okay, so there are some pink scissors, perfume, lotions, anklets, what do you call, aromatherapy spray. I don't know if you guys heard that. Pins, earrings, books, let's see, needles, and the reason why there's needles, I'm a diabetic. There is, now, I don't even know why I bought this. This is a big paperclip. It's a huge paperclip. I don't even know why, but it was a dollar. It was a dollar. I don't even know why I bought it. There's some lights here. There's a flashlight. There's a bottle of Q-tips. There is a some little thing called Teeny. It's a stuffed animal that I got from McDonald's Happy Meal. Yes, I buy Happy Meals. I think I mentioned earrings. There is some sanitizing lotion. There's a gift card with llamas on it for only $5. And yeah, that's only one. That's only one of them. The other one has a bunch of other crap too. Key rings, keychains, you know, things I don't even use and things I don't even need. And I don't know why. The husband has told me so many times, you know, you need to clean that drawer out and put stuff separately. You don't really need to have that drawer. You've got so much in it. So not only is that drawer full of crap and clutter, where my clothes go, like my unmentionables, sweaters, tops, whatever, at the very top of that dresser is all kind of crap in there too. It's dolls are in there. I mean, damn, everything that I have in this one is in that one. You know, little bitty gadgets and things that I just honestly will probably never use. Don't even know why I bought it. It's just here in the house. And I really am beginning to realize that my life is cluttered and I need to do something about it. I need to kind of like go through everything and get rid of a lot of things. Like, for instance, I have a big humidifier and I have two miniature humidifiers. Don't ask me why I got the miniatures. They were cute. I saw them online. I bought them. I only need one, but I bought two. Because I can tell you, I always buy stuff in double because I don't know why I do it. I just don't know. And today, I don't know. I think it really shocked me more than anything that this was becoming a habit that I need to honestly get rid of because I'm doing it way too damn much. And I honestly did not realize how it's affecting me as far as my everyday, you know, buy, buy, buy. And I don't want to think I'm a compulsive buyer. I honestly think I just like to have things near me. Like if I get one thing of lotion, then I have to get another. I've got at least about 20 lotions. Seriously. I've got about 20 lotions and it's absolutely ridiculous. Anyway, I'm going to take a quick break and we're going to continue on and maybe discuss this. Maybe you guys can tell me what I can do to get my life on track and not be so full of clutter. Be right back.
Georgia, man.
Good morning, Lala here, and you're listening to Samaj Sugar on Blog Talk Radio.
It is me. I don't know why I played that one. It should have been another one, but hey, it is what it is. But anyway, it is 8:21. We are at September 20th, and if you just join me, we're talking about clutter, and if you have clutter, does that indicate that you have an unbalanced or cluttered life? And basically, I've just confessed about the things that I've been taking and you know, as far as buying things and going on. And when I had you on hold, it was kind of funny because the first thing that Buddha said is that you haven't mentioned half the stuff that you have. Why don't you tell them how you buy double of clothing items? And I do. I will buy, if I see something I really like it, I will buy double of it. I do. I'll buy, if I see a top that I like, I'll buy another, you know, the same top. And not even in a different color, same color. Or if I have a pair of pants, because I bought some jeans about maybe 2 weeks ago, because we had left out of town, and I ended up buying another pair of jeans, same jeans, you know. And it's not that I'm hard on my clothing, because I'm not, but for some reason I always buy things in two, and I'm beginning to wonder. I think that's something too is a big issue with me, because I buy everything in twos. Like, I've noticed that. The only thing that I don't buy in twos, is that true? Yeah, I shouldn't even mention it. I think I do. Like, for instance, there was these little fans, these little pink fans, and I think they were at Target. They were like $5, and I got one, and as we were walking out of the door, well, not walking, but walking to the register, I ran over and got another one. And he just stared at me. Buddha just stared at me and said, "Why? You know, you already got one. Why do you have two?" And the bad part is I'm not even using either one of them. They're basically, I'm looking at them now, they're in a, they're still in a Target bag. I haven't even opened them up to you know, to take them out or put them anywhere. And I don't even know what the hell I'm going to do with a fan, because the fact of the matter is that we have air conditioning and I don't even need a fan. It's not like I'm working anymore. I have one on my desk, but even if I had it on my desk at work, it was always cool in there. So I honestly, I need help. You know, I don't know whether I'm psychologically screwed up or what, but I truly, truly need help, because I do realize more and more I'm beginning to understand it and see it and kind of like, you know, realize it, that I really have a cluttered life, and it's more cluttered now since I'm no longer working. It seems like now the compulsion is even worse since I'm no longer, you know, getting up every day and going to a job. I sit online and I go to SD. I know I'm saying it wrong, because every time I say it, Buddha says, "You're saying it wrong. It's ETSY. Is that Etsy or SD? Anyway, what is it, Buddha?" Okay, he's not going to even answer me. I asked him. He doesn't even answer me what I'm saying. So anyway, I think it's called SD. I'm not even sure what it's called. But I noticed that I get on there and I purchase. I buy, I purchase. And like I said, it's more so now since I haven't been working. I know one thing is I'm bored out of my goddamn mind. I'm really, really bored. And now that I'm bored, I'm getting more cluttered and more crap that I don't even need. And it's driving him insane. It really, really is. And in a way, it's kind of driving me crazy too, because I'm starting to see a pattern now that since everything in my life, not everything, but a lot of things in my life is a disarray, it's all over the place. I'm starting to see that I'm starting to be more cluttered with a lot of things that are around me because my mind is cluttered up. I have a lot. I think about a lot. When I first wake up in the morning, I don't think that there's ever a time that my mind is not silent. When I'm asleep, my mind is even going, just nonstop. If it's any indication, like I wake up at least 4 or 5 times a night. And when I wake up, I'm thinking. I'm automatically, it's not like when you first get up, you're kind of hazy, kind of groggy, going to the bathroom, whatever. Mine isn't like that. As soon as I wake up, I've got something on my mind. I'm looking at looking at the clock, which is normal. I'm looking at my phone. I'm getting on, online to see if something's happened, if the world is still at, in here, disarray or whatever. I'm reading to see if any of my family members or is anything wrong about that or what have you. It's just ongoing, and I notice that my mind constantly works. It constantly goes. I don't have any downtime in my mind. I just don't. No matter what I'm doing, whether I'm watching television, whether I'm on a computer, whether I'm trying to write, whatever I do, my mind is cluttered with a whole bunch of things, and I'm just thinking, 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 and it's constant. It's never a time where, I have downtime and I'm just not thinking. And I know you guys are saying, well, you think all the time, but no, sometimes you can sit down and just not think. Like, I have to try to make things quiet in my mind to sleep. Like when I lay down, I'm thinking, okay, what's going to happen tomorrow? What am I going to do? I'm already kind of like sketching out my whole day, which is nothing because I don't have a whole day. I don't have anything. I wake up in the morning early as hell and basically just sit around the house looking like I've got nothing, not looking like, but have nothing to do. So at night when I'm trying to sleep, when I wake up during, in the middle of the night, I'm thinking, okay, what do I have to do tomorrow? Do I need to do this? Do I need to do that? Who I have to call? Do I have to call anybody? And I'll get up and I'll get on and I'll watch YouTube and I'll watch this. And instead of me trying to lay back down and going to sleep, I've got so much clutter in my brain that I'm not allowing myself to get any rest. I'm too busy trying to think and trying to manage and trying to, what do I do next? And I don't want to. How do I say this? I don't want to feel like I'm going crazy, but sometimes I get into the loop of thinking, what's wrong with me? Does everybody go through this? Does everybody always have, constantly thinking, always have a lot of clutter in their brain and their mind? And if they do, are they taking it outside of that and doing like things like I'm doing, like buying double of things or buying stuff I don't need, or because it doesn't make any sense. Because when I look in, like again, when I look in my, my drawers that are by my computer, there's just so much there that's inside of that drawer that it's kind of like, what the hell is going on here? Why am I, why do I have so much stuff around me? Why am I, why am I embracing this stuff? Why am I still buying this stuff? Why am I doing this? Why am I doing that? And I don't know. I don't know what it is, and I really wish I did. I really wish I could stop it. But it's getting harder and harder to stop. Maybe Buddha needs to take my credit cards away from me or something like that. I mean, I'm saying it as a joke, but it's not, it's really not funny when when you're constantly thinking and then you're getting stuff just constantly because you are trying to fulfill something by that clutter. Now, don't get me wrong. I have a wonderful husband, a wonderful, family, virtual family, real family. I've really been blessed with really positive people in my life. So as far as that goes, it has nothing to do with that. I think I've just worried too much about things that I have no control over. And that's what I think my biggest issue is. I worry about things I have no control over. I worry about people that I shouldn't give a damn about. And it's just, like I said before, it's always something. It's always an issue with me. And I really wish it was different. I really wish my mind wasn't as cluttered as it was. I really wish I could just, move on. Now, if you guys have ever had this happen to you where, you've got a lot of clutter in your mind, I am not saying I know the answer to how to declutter your life, because I don't, because I need that as well. I need to know. But if you guys say, hey, then, write me at, or, email me. Look for me on Twitter. I'm under Samaz Sugar, SamazSuga, and tell me, inbox me, say, hey, girl, this is how I deal with it, or this is what's going on with me, or, yeah, I got it. I understand, because I know, I'm sure I'm not alone in this, but it is kind of scary when, you go through this on a day-to-day basis and you're not really sure of what you need to do to kind of, focus on other stuff and trying to, get your mind clear, because that's what I need to do. I really need to get my mind clear and kind of, focus on things that are just, I don't know, soothing. And if it sounds like I'm running around in circles, I am, because I really don't know what to do. It's really gotten to the point where I'm like losing a grip as far as not losing my mind. Don't get it me wrong. Don't even get it to that point, but losing a grip as far as I need to start, getting rid of things. And I realized that, the other day I said I was going to start, but today I am going to start giving away stuff, I guess. Start giving away some of my journals. I don't know how I'm going to do that. Oh, my God. As far as my keyboard and my headsets and things like that, go, I'm doing this because, honestly, Buddha was really, telling me, never, sooner or later, there's not going to be any wired on any of your stuff. Everything's going to be wireless. And then what are you going to do? I know he's, he's doing it kind of like a scare tactic, but it really left an impression on me. But I know I need to really, just start getting rid of stuff, because little things that I love trinkets, I love little gadgets, I love stuff like that. But when I look, when I look around, my home, I've got too much of it. And I've got to stop. It's hard for me to kind of not buy stuff. And again, I don't think I'm a compulsive buyer. I don't think that's what it is. I know a friend of mine said, no, I think you're just a compulsive. I don't think that's it. I think I'm just so, my life is just so cluttered up that I just need, things to touch that indicates that clutter. If that makes any sense to anyone other than a psychiatrist, a psychologist, that's where I'm at right now. But anyway, I'm surprised I went as long as I did, but I'm going to go ahead and end now. And you know what? You could be anywhere in the virtual world and you decide to be with me. It's greatly appreciated. I'm going to really try to start doing my shows. I know I keep saying that, but I'm really, really going to try to start doing them in a timely fashion, because I know a lot of you have been saying that, you really miss my shows, you really miss my, LPs, and trust me, it feels good to know that people, miss things and that they want you to do more. And I really, I do want to do more. I really do. And maybe if I start doing more, my mind won't be as cluttered as it is. But that is what stops me a lot of times from doing my shows or doing an LP, because I can't concentrate on certain things I'm doing because I'm thinking about other stuff. Like when I first try to do an LP, my mind is so cluttered that I don't even, I can't keep steady what I'm thinking of how to do the LP, because my mind is someplace else. Like when I do shows like this, if you notice how I jump from one topic to another, same thing, because my mind is so cluttered, I just, jump from one to another, and I need to honestly stop doing that. I just wish I knew how to kind of stop doing it and how to kind of stop thinking as much as I think, especially when I try to sleep, because I'm losing a lot of sleep because I my mind is constantly thinking. I don't know if that's normal, that your mind is thinking, but I know someone told me, why don't you start, turning off your computer and not have the light in your face or whatever. But I love the sound of rain, and I have to have that sound of rain to kind of soothe me and calm me down to be able to sleep. So at this point, I need to do something where I'm not thinking while I'm sleeping. And I know you guys, well, how the hell do you know if you're thinking? Because I know. I think when you think, that has a lot to do with dreaming, too. I think when you, that's why if you notice the last thing you do, or sometimes you dream about it, or the last thing you read, you dream about it, the last thing you watch, you kind of dream about it, kind of enters in your subconscious. And I think that has a lot to do with it too. But as I said before, it is what it is. I'm going to have to try to do something to kind of like ease myself out of it. But again, I'm going to end here, and I do want to thank you guys for listening to me and letting me vent, so to speak. And again, if you have any answers, hit me up on Twitter, Samaz with Sugar. Hit me an inbox and say, yeah, girl, I know what you're going through. You know, this is what I do. If you have any suggestions, maybe, you know, other than me seeing a psychologist or psychiatrist and getting medications, that ain't happening. So, and yeah, for the person who told me I need to get weed, not happening. It's just not my forte. So again, have a wonderful weekend. Hopefully I will be talking to you on Monday morning at 8 a.m. I am going to try to have a actual topic for you, because this was more like a help me please type of show than a a actual show. But anyway, as always, have a wonderful weekend, and mwah, sugar kisses. Bye.
Go, go.